AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry, and the Mets continue to own a 3.5-game lead over the Braves atop the NL East. Mike Mancuso is at the Mets' 4-3 win over the Rangers.
David Peterson earned his fifth win. He struck out 10 with no walks in six innings.
I think it was just attacking the zone, being able to get a lot of first-pitch strikes and kind of put them behind the ball and be able to use the counters I wanted.
The Mets scored all their runs against Glen Otto in the fourth inning, highlighted by Eduardo Escobar's three-run homer.
The Braves kept pace as Austin Riley and Dansby Swanson homered in a 9-1 romp over the Reds. Manager Brian Snicker got seven great innings from Max Fried.
Kind of felt like he got his second win in the last couple of innings, really. And that's big, you know, with everybody we had to pitch the last few days. And it was good that he could go seven innings.
Rhys Hoskins homered, and the Phillies turned a 3-0 deficit into a 5-3 win over the Cardinals.
It's nice to get a win to start a series, like we didn't do against the Braves.
The Dodgers were 5-1 winners over the Padres as Tony Gonsolin pitched into the eighth inning, improved to 10-0, and lowered his major league leading ERA to 1.54. The Cubs, Marlins, and Diamondbacks were the other NL winners. The pitching performance of the night was from Christian Javier, who allowed one hit while fanning 14 over seven innings of the Astros' 8-1 thumping of the Angels. Jake Meyers homered and had three RBIs while enjoying Javier's mound effort.
He threw incredible. He's just a great... I came up with him, so, I mean, it's nothing new to me, but to do it here is just a lot of fun to see.
Jose Berríos shook off three bad outings in a row to toss five strong innings in the Blue Jays' 9-2 thrashing of the Rays.
I took that for the next one. I want to keep, you know, building on top of that and, you know, trying to keep build my confidence again.
Other AL winners were the Royals, Twins, Athletics, and White Sox. The Yankees and Guardians were rained out. A person with knowledge of the deal says center Rudy Gobert has been dealt by the Jazz to the Timberwolves for four first-round draft picks between 2023 and 2029, along with Patrick Beverley, Malik Beasley, and the rights to 2022 first-rounder Walker Kessler. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.